The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome to the Honest Art Podcast. I'm your host, Jody King. As an artist for 20 years, instructor, speaker, author, and fellow rebel, I've worked with thousands of people around the world, from beginners to established artists, helping them create their strongest art and build a career doing what they love. So if you are ready to have a little fun while you learn about art, creativity, building a thriving art business, and living a bold, audacious life, you are in the right place. Also, if you're considering going pro in your art business, grab the PDF in the show notes on the five things they don't teach you in art school. All right, let's get messy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Honest Art Podcast. This week, I wanted to do kind of a quick episode because I have been working with several artists recently, and this one thing keeps coming up. And what we've been talking about with each one that's so similar is that all of them are recognizing that in some way, shape, or form, fear is holding them back from their success. But what's interesting is like it's different for every one of them. So it's not always the fear of failure that's holding them back. Sometimes, believe it or not, it's the fear of success that they're concerned about. So I thought that you all might be able to relate to this. So let's get messy. So whether we're talking about fear of failure or fear of success, what we are really talking about is cognitive dissonance. And I know I've talked about cognitive dissonance in another episode before, but I believe it was episode 31. But basically, cognitive dissonance is really about when we hold two beliefs at the same time, and they tend to be conflicting beliefs. So what this would look like as an example is, let's say that one belief that might be really clear in your mind is, I want more money, right? But the other conflicting belief might be that you actually believe money is the root of all evil, right? Or maybe you don't even think that money is like the root of all evil. Maybe it's not that dramatic, but you may have a belief system that, you know, people with money are greedy, or you know, just have a belief system that people with money are, you know, have this negative connotation. So on one hand, we want more money, but on the other hand, we have a negative belief system around money. And so that is the cognitive dissonance. And when we have that, it is like having our foot on the brake and having our foot on the gas at the same time. And we all know what happens when we have that. And that means nothing happens. Nothing goes anywhere. We don't go anywhere. We're not able to move forward effectively. So another example that we've talked about, which I think is really interesting, is like when it comes to drinking alcohol, right? So on one hand, we recognize that, yeah, it's healthier and I sure have a lot more energy and I understand, like, we understand all of the health benefits, right? But on the other hand, we might be like, but I don't want to stop drinking because I might miss out on all the fun. So again, holding two conflicting beliefs at the same time, and the result is nothing changes. So it's the exact same thing when we're wanting to be successful artists. And oftentimes we won't even try to be successful artists because of our subconscious cognitive dissonance. So some of the things that have been coming up for these artists, which I think is just fascinating, is that there's a belief that if I try, like if I go after my dreams of being a successful artist and I fail, then I'll have to quit entirely. Now, isn't that interesting? Like, we are not even trying, because if we fail, it doesn't mean that we just keep going, we try again. It means that we have to quit entirely. Now, this isn't true, but this is a belief system that will keep us from doing anything at all. Another cognitive dissonance, or another belief that another artist had, was if I try and fail, the public embarrassment will be worse than never having go for it in the first place. So that's kind of like the fear of failure. But there's also, and this is where I think it gets so interesting, there's also the fear of success. So if I try and I'm successful, one thing that we can believe subconsciously is, well, then my passion for painting might become a soul-sucking business. So have you ever thought about that? It's like, oh gosh, I love to paint. I love doing this. It's so fun. It feeds my soul. But if I'm successful, it's going to suck all the fun out of it. So there's that one, fear of success. The other one that I've heard is, if I make money doing what I love, I'm a sellout. Like, it no longer means that I'm making art for art's sake. And this happens a lot with like a lot of purists who believe, you know, you shouldn't monetize, you know, you should just, like I said, make art for art's sake. But that is a belief some people have. If I make money doing it, I'm selling out. I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying this is what some people believe. And then lastly, one of the things that I hear is, if I am successful, what will I have to give up? And is it worth it? So in most cases, people are thinking, well, if I'm successful, will that mean the demise of my marriage, right? Or if I'm successful, will that mean that my parenting will have to take a back seat? And I definitely don't want that. So I'm just not even going to try to be successful. And then lastly, one of them is, if I'm successful, would I have to give up anonymity, right? Like, a lot of us artists are introverts. And so we don't want to have to put ourselves out there. We don't want to, you know, have a more of a public presence. So why even try, right? We're not even going to try to go after our dreams. So I'm sure you can see how having these subconscious beliefs can be the factor that's blocking our abundance and our success. So the question then becomes, well, how do we even know what those subconscious feelings are, that subconscious thinking is, it's subconscious. We're not, it's not obvious, right? But the thing is number one, here's what I want you to do. You have to get clear on what you want, right? So what do you want? And when you think about what you want, sometimes or normally it's going to be like, no, I do want success. I do want to sell a ton of art. I do want financial independence. I do want financial freedom through my art. I do want that. I want that, right? So first you have to decide, what do you want? And then after that, I want you to do this exercise, because this is how the artists I work with, specifically, we do this in Studio Elite, and And we do it pretty early on because we got to get clear on this super fast. But here's the exercise. What I want you to do is I want you to get a piece of paper and I want you to get a pencil or a pen, whichever you're more comfortable with. But my point is like, this is not really a do it on your computer or do it on your phone kind of exercise. It really, you really do want to do it with, excuse me, paper and pen. Okay. And so here's what I want you to write. And I'm going to ask you to write this 10 to 15 times quickly. Okay. I want you to write this quickly. So this is going to sound strange, but bear with me. Okay. So here's what I want you to write. Actually, I do not really want blank because blank. So this could sound something like, actually, I don't really want success because, you know, I'm worried that it will suck the life out of me, you know, or whatever it might be. So the key is when you write this over and over again, 10 to 15 times, and you do it quickly, it makes you not think, which allows you to tap into the subconscious. Now, when you do this, don't be surprised if you end up writing some of the same things over and over again. That's actually your clue that you are really onto something and you're really tapping into something that you may not have been aware of. So once you do that exercise of writing that down, then the second part of it, and this is key, don't skip this part. The second part of it is number one, observe that, observe what you wrote without judgment. Okay. Don't shame yourself for what you're thinking, or don't think, you know, well, that's stupid, or I shouldn't want that, like, whatever. Don't shame yourself for it. Observe it without judgment. And then the second thing you want to do is ask yourself if it's true. So an example of that might be, I don't really want success as an artist because that means I'll be a worse mother. Right? So if you write that down, ask yourself, is that true? Because listen, I know tons of artists, female artists, who are just killing it in the art game, and they're brilliant mothers, brilliant mothers. So really try to unpack that and ask yourself, is it true? Because most of the time, it is not true. Okay. So just recognize that that is fear, you know, trying to grab the wheel, steer the car. We've got to tell fear, you know, you're not in charge. You're not the boss of me. I'm going to unpack this for myself and move forward. So just thought that was an important conversation to have with you guys, to look at your own cognitive dissonance, look at your own fears. Are you afraid of failure, or are you afraid of success? So for me and my experience with these artists is this exercise is the best way to take that foot off of the brake and the gas. You know, just we want all gas, right? So that you're able to more confidently change your life for the better. So I often get asked, what's the number one thing that has made the biggest difference in my creativity and abundant life? And without a doubt, my answer is always meditation. It helps me to feel present and to feel grounded, which is essential for me as an artist and really for anyone to be able to get into that creative zone. So that's why I created a free meditation for anyone looking to get centered and to experience more abundance in their life. If this sounds like something you'd be into, you can find it at the link in the show notes.